So as many of you know, my general policy is not to watch football because I don't really think it's the most ethical. I can't say that it's prohibited, but the most ethical or moral thing for me personally to derive benefit or pleasure from viewing people who are really putting themselves in grave danger, not of just short-term injury, but long-term injury. In any event, in the shul, there was a group of guys who wanted for our kehillah to host a Super Bowl party. And while I had the misgivings about it that I just articulated, I thought it would be a good thing as a way of helping to involve more people in shul. And again, the more associated a person is with shul, my feeling is always the closer it brings them to community in general, tefillah, Torah study, chesed. And so I think of it as a very important thing. And so, again, not because I thought it was the simplest matter in the world, I thought it would be a good thing to approve of. And we had a Super Bowl party last night, and I was able to come for the second half, which was the first time in years that I had sat down and watched watched football. I had kidded around on Shabbos with the shul that I was not rooting for the Patriots, nor was I rooting for the Eagles. I was rooting against concussions. And by the time I got there at the beginning of the second half, they said, "Rabbi, you're too late. The concussion already happened." So that was itself unfortunate. But I wanted to address in all seriousness. I wanted to address, in the tradition of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Ben Zome Omer, Ezu Chacham Halomed Mikol Adam. Who is the wise person, somebody who's able to learn from all people? And as the Mishnah in Avos goes on to say, Al Tivaz L'chol Adam V'Al Timaflig L'chol Davar, She'en L'cha Adam, She'en Lo Sha'a, V'en L'cha Davar, She'en Lo Makom. There's no person from whom we cannot learn. And there's no such thing in the world that we can't take some lekach musar haskel. And so I prepared three basic areas that I wanted to focus on with you here this morning because I myself was very moved by them. The first lesson that I wanted to share together with you was something that I learned from the announcers, from Chris Collinsworth and Al Michaels, to give them credit, Ezehu... Kol Omer Davar B'Shem Omro, maybe Geula La'olam, so we should give them credit. They pointed out yesterday something that I was not aware of, because I don't follow closely, that the quarterback of the Eagles, who is obviously a substitute, a replacement for the number one quarterback, who we'll get to in just a few moments, so that he had considered seriously retiring from football. He had been cut from a previous team, I'm not sure which team, and he really doubted whether or not he had a future in football. And in any event, he chose to persevere. He chose to continue. And of course, who could have imagined the kinds of success that he would have achieved? Again, with all the reservations I expressed before about football, what I wanted to extract is the following message. You know, the Mishnah at Pirkei Avos says, Al tehi rasha bifnei atzmecha, that a person should not be negative about himself. A person should not have a sense that he doesn't have potential. And just because somebody told Nick Foles that he wasn't good enough to be on their team to cut him, he didn't give up on himself. And the idea for all of us of having enough of a sense of self, not, God forbid, arrogance, but having enough of a sense of self that even if somebody else tells us that we don't have the ability, we don't have the aptitude, we don't have the talent, we don't have the intelligence, but to believe enough in yourself that, in fact, you can be successful is extremely important. How many times have we discussed how dangerous cynicism is? We discussed it recently in the context of the pasuk of Asher Anochi Mitzaveh Eschem Hayom, Bechol Yom Yu Aleichem Kechadashim, that we should never fall into the trap of cynicism. We should always have a positive perspective, not just about Torah, but about ourselves. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos equally says, Al titaesh min apuranut. We should never despair, especially when things are not going well for us. And this particular individual's belief in himself I think it's a lesson that we can all take and should take from the Super Bowl. And just to mention one other point is that the first thing that we say every morning, we note that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deserves our gratitude. Madani v'necham elachai v'kayam shechazarta bi nishmati b'chamla. In God's kindness, He gives us our soul back. Rabbah emunatacha. Rabbah emunatacha doesn't mean that our faith is great. It literally means that God's faith in us is so great. If God is giving us another day on this planet, it must mean that He believes that we can achieve something. And if God believes in us, then surely we should believe enough in ourselves in terms of being able to make a contribution. And not just because somebody told us that we're lacking or we don't have the talent, we certainly shouldn't accept that as a final word about ourselves. Point number one to extract from last night. Number two is I wanted to come back to the starting quarterback, who I've never seen play, but from what I understand is very, very talented, Carson Wentz. If he wasn't taken with a first pick in the draft, I think he was taken with one of the first two picks of the draft, right? So he's somebody that I think people who are very knowledgeable in the field would agree has a very bright future in the National Football League at the position of quarterback. So it must have obviously been very difficult for him, who has already in a very short amount of time achieved such a high degree of success, to see his team go on to play these most significant games without him. And yet, I saw last night in one of the articles, quoting from his Twitter feed, that he, with a clear sense of what we would say, lev shalem, a full heart, congratulated Nick Foles on his outstanding performance, congratulated his teammates, and was truly a full part of the celebration. What I saw from the second half, they showed him on the sidelines on any number of occasions. He was into it. He wasn't sitting there sulking. And it reminded me of a pasuk in Parsha Shmos when Moshe Rabbeinu is told by God that he's going to be the leader of the Jewish people. His response is Shlach na biyad tishlach. Why don't you send the one? Perhaps we'll interpret it this way, as many do, Rashi does, the one that you've already sent. And then would send my older brother Aaron. I don't want Aaron to feel badly that I'm somehow usurping, taking his position. And Hashem tells Moshe that Aaron will come to greet him in the desert. Belech decha lashuv mitzrayma. Aaron will come out to greet you. And not only that, v'ra'acha v'samach b'libo. That with a full heart and a happy heart, he will not see this somehow as his personal loss, but rather the gain of the Jewish people. So if we could learn something from Nick Foles about what it means in this world not to give up on oneself, certainly we can learn something equal from Carson Wentz about not being selfish and not making it about oneself, but on the contrary, having a sense of pride and joy in the success of the collective, in the success of the tzibur. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, "Al tifrosh mina tzibur," that we shouldn't detach ourselves from the community. We shouldn't be invested only in our own achievements and in our own success. So yes, as Nick Foles clearly do, we have to believe in ourselves. We have to be motivated to achieve the maximum degree that we possibly can. But at the same time, it's very important for us to remember that the end-all and be-all is not only ourselves, but to take a sense of pride in the accomplishments of the group as well. And the third and final point that I wanted to extract, again, Ezu Chacham Alomed Mikol Adam, Al Tivaz L'Chol Adam, Al Timaflik L'Chol Davar, Ein L'Cha Adam Shein Lo Shah, Ein L'Cha Davar Shein Lo Makom. The third lesson that I wanted to extract is the value of time. You know, it occurred to me watching the end of the game that had the game gone on for another 5 minutes, the result could have been completely different. May have been, may not have been, but what effectively happened was that the Patriots ran out of time more than anything else, right? Their offense, I think Tom Brady set a record, he threw for over 500 yards. They were basically going up and down the field. Had there been another 2 minutes in the game, they could have scored another touchdown. The game could have had a completely different outcome. And this idea of the finitude of time, of the limited quality of time, is something that's so important. You know, in football, they know when they start to play, they're going to be 60 minutes in this game. Quarter is 15 minutes, there's going to be 60 minutes. Now, for all of us, we never want to be in a position where we run out of time. We have to appreciate that our time is limited, number one, but even more so than those who played last night, is we don't know. We don't know when the final whistle is going to blow. And so, and the Pasuk says in Koheles, as interpreted by the Medrash, as cited by the Rambam, B'chol es yu v'gadecha levanim, that we always have to be prepared in terms of knowing that maybe our time is shorter than we think it is. And to live in such a way that we should never have to say about ourselves, well, we ran out of time. And it doesn't mean, God forbid, that we should be morbid. And it doesn't mean, God forbid, that we should, you know, walk around with a sense of gloom and doom hanging over us. But we should always have a certain sense of urgency, a sense that every second really does count. The Mishnah tells us again, Hayom Katsar, our time here ultimately is very short. V'amlacha meruba, and there's so much work to be done. Now, each of us has our own contribution to make here. But don't imagine to yourself that, you know, it's okay. I'm not going to be so productive this year or next year. Maybe I'll get serious, you know, 2, 3, 5, 10 years from now. That should never be our attitude. Are we going to achieve everything? Of course not. Lo alacha amlacha ligmor. But we should never have the attitude of batala, of wasting precious time. Velo ata ben chorin lihi batel mimeno. We all have a mandate to maximize ourselves and our very limited time here as much as possible. As David HaMelech taught us in Sefer Tehillim, it goes by very quickly. Yimei shenosenu vahem shivim shana, v'im bigvuros shmonim shana. We're fortunate to have 80 years. V'robam amal v'aven kigaz chish v'naufa. You look up and all of it, you know, comes to an end. Yamav kitzel over, ke'avak poreach, chalom ya'uf. We say on the Yamim Noraim, it's like a dream that never happened. You wake up and all of a sudden, you're no longer such a young person anymore. And we never want to run out of time either. So to take advantage, lehatzila tazman, to really take advantage of each second. Last night, you saw it in such a dramatic way, right? It just literally ran out of time, but we have to be very sensitive to that as well. So hopefully, you know, for all of us, it's an opportunity not just, you know, to see, you know, who's going to be victorious in a sporting event, but much more to the point, it's an opportunity, if we approach it this way, Eizehu chacham alomein mikol adam, ein lecha adam she'ein lo sha'ah, ein lecha davar she'ein lo makom, everything in this world can be an opportunity for us to really learn something and to materially and considerably enhance our own avodat Hashem. Many different things that we do, you know, study Torah, we daven, doing acts of chesed. So those are obviously things of spiritual value. Shloshet dvarim olam omed ala Torah avodah gemilas chasadim. But then there are certain things that we do that are dvarim shel rishus, that they're not prohibited, they're not obligated. And the important point here is to understand and to appreciate, as Chazal told us, v'chol ma'asecha yihiyu l'shem shamayim, that everything that we do should be for the sake of heaven. And that a person who takes the time out, makes the choice, said, okay, I'm going to spend a certain amount of time watching this game, don't just relate to it as, okay, I'm taking a break, I'm relaxing, and there's nothing wrong with that, in moderation, but to try to watch it with an eye towards, how can I improve through this? Eizu chacham halomeid mikol adam, that our attitude has to be one of constant search for ways of improving ourselves. And that too ties back in with that last message that I shared of not wasting even a single moment. So even if you're just relaxing or you're watching a game, that too is an opportunity. V'chol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shamayim. V'chol d'rachacha da'ehu. that everything we do ultimately should be the purpose for enhancing our own relationship with Hashem and improving our status as Ovdei Hashem.